This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know, this is a 24-hour day, 7-day a week station, and our girl Jane does the afternoon show. She clearly never...
It's Jane.
She never goes to sleep. Or she's a big fan. Maybe she sets her alarm for 5:45 and just listens to the whole show because
both.
She texted
me. Yeah, she's a fan and she never sleeps.
So she texted me this morning. She goes, "Lol, when you said James Bond just now, I thought you said Jane's Bond. Can James Bond please be my new name? Lol for days. Love you," she said.
Sure.
So then we get into this whole convo, and she winds up sending audio. She's got a whole, you know, this is the new Jane. It's not going to be it's Jane. It's going to be this.
"It's Bond. Jane's Bond."
There you go. That's her.
I like it.
I thought it would pair well with this theme music here.
"It's Bond. Jane's Bond."
What do you think?
Oh, she's in it.
That's pretty hot.
I mean,
yeah.
Jane's Bond is where it's at. Anyway, good morning, Jane. Thanks for all the black hearts and bats and little goth ghosties and stuff. Let's do the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
I can't do the news yet because I just have to point out, you just rubbed it in my face that you've been exchanging with Jane this whole morning. And I went and looked. I'm like, oh, Jane's writing everyone. Nope, she's not writing everyone. She's
Did you know
just
that the text thing works both ways? Like, if you want to have a convo with Jane, you can have one. She loves you. She's writing. Hold on. Yep. She wrote. Yep. She goes, yep.
Whatever.
You can have a convo with her.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Bond. Jane Bond. She does afternoons here on Alice.
Jane's
You'll
Bond.
Enjoy her. Right, her. Okay, hey, listen, I want to begin with super great news. This is incredible. Finally, this is like the beginning of the end, everyone.
Uh-oh.
As Russia has registered the world's first coronavirus vaccine. That's right. They've solved the world's problems.
Oh, my God. Let's all line up for the Russia vaccine. This
Russian
sounds like
President
a great idea.
Vladimir Putin announced today that the registration of what Russia claims to be the first vaccine for the coronavirus in the world.
Oh, fantastic.
And he said, "It's so good, I gave it to one of my own kids." That's right. His daughter's already taken
it. Oh, he's testing it out on his kid. Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So he gave it to his kid, but not himself.
I didn't say he didn't give it to himself, but he didn't say he gave it to himself, so I don't know. I do know he said he gave it to his kid, which if he's a normal human
like
being, you would have to absolutely believe it's 100% safe.
Right.
You wouldn't give it to your kid. Maybe he didn't give it
even
to his
Singh
kid.
Even Singh says,
lying.
"I wonder if the Russians love their children too." You know, turns out they might not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's testing out drugs on her. Yeah. Let's ask Singh about it.
Although I know that it works quite effectively, he says it's passed all the necessary checks. Although they say the third trial begins now. So they
the trial on the children.
Right. They've registered it before
if the
they've
kids
actually
survive,
hit.
We give to grown-ups.
Vladimir Putin.
Phase 3 trials start tomorrow, they say. So
okay.
Although it's registered and been fed to his family, The trials I have didn't not like finished. Her.
She's my least favorite of all my children.
Very interesting. So there's that. Oh, I wanted to mention this. This is a story just for you, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Although
thank
I think some of you may also be so into your yard that you spend all your time and money on it.
Yeah.
A circus in Germany has been surviving the pandemic financially by selling lion and tiger poop. Do you know why they're selling that?
Is it fertilizer?
It's not. If you
is it
put,
to scare away the other animals?
It oh, is. Oh. If you put lion or tiger poop in your yard, those skunks and squirrels.
Oh,
and,
I gotta get that.
Well, I would think you would.
How
right?
can they tell between different animal poops? I've heard that like coyote urine, they'll spray that places where they don't want deer to be or little small animals and stuff. How do I get the poop? I need to put some of that down all the holes in my backyard. I'm looking
it's
at it right now.
Be,
there's a new volcano. Those little bastards.
It's got to be instinctual, right? I mean, none of this stuff can be taught. So they must have some idea that whatever made this giant, you know, me-sized poop is probably worth running from.
Right. It's so. It's funny, too, because actually now that I think about it, you can tell different animals' poops apart, like, you know, your basic animals that you'd come in contact with. Like, everybody knows what dog poop. Even if it has a special smell, it still smells like dog poop. Human poop, you're like, oh, yeah, that's I know what that is.
Well, yeah, in
horse
San Francisco,
poop, cow
I mean,
poop.
You find the human poop on the street, you're like, that's not a dog. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yuck.
Yeah, poop.
So,
it's not
anyway,
good.
That's something you might want to look into. Or maybe there's a bear. Someone has a bear nearby. You can buy his poop. I mean, I'm sure that's also a deterrent. Whatever you...
Sure, right. Any sort of large, dangerous animal.
Do they keep any bears over at Cal? I mean, that's their I mean, you're wearing the Berkeley shirt now. Is there a bear? There's probably a bear on that. The bear
I doubt
they
it.
Must
it
have
doesn't
a bear.
Seems like they wouldn't have
ask
a bear.
Ask Riley to pick up
like
some
a,
bear poop while he's at
He doesn't go
school.
There. He's oh, online right. school. Goodness.
Whoa.
Bears are serious.
That was intense. Yeah.
Saw that one movie, The Revenant. Ooh, that bear. Mm. Man, I don't know how that guy survived. It's amazing.
Right. Most people are creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
For so sure. A lot of the things I'll mention here are, in fact, I actually think they've gotten this list wrong. I mean, so they're talking about how we're such creatures of habit and there are things you do over and over again, whether that's where you sit in a chair, like on the couch at the in your house, might be the same one every time. And it's because you want to be able to put your drink right there on the counter or
this is
because
where
you
I
like
sit.
The angle of the TV or whatever.
Got a good footrest or the right pillows.
They don't mention this stuff, but I'd argue it goes all the way down to where you start shaving each day.
Oh.
If you think about it, it's you put that razor in the same spot the first time almost every time. Yeah. It's just you don't even realize you're doing it. So whether it's your leg or your face, same deal.
Even where you start brushing your teeth, like.
Exactly
I can't even think where it is, but I'm sure it's the same place every time.
If you paid attention, you'll see you go to the same spot like it's
right.
It is your habit for sure. Yeah. Bedtime routines are one of the big habits that we have. How you style your hair. Sarah, you just changed everything. What? A month ago?
2 months ago, maybe?
Is it two months now?
It's pretty long now. It's like it's getting pretty long, but it's but for sure I do it, you know, same way every day. Got to get that little fill in that little V over here on the side. Hold on, let me get it in there.
What? Okay. Why? What are you doing that for?
I got to fill the V in. You know?
Why?
Upside down V.
Yeah. Whatever. This thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't like this. I don't like this look. And that's what I wind up with. No, I look kind of like my dad when I do it like that. So
all right. Hold on.
Let's fill that in. Get some wisps in there. I had to pull this stuff forward. There we go. All right.
Look
now
at
I'm
you
all
go.
Set.
I hadn't noticed about the V. Now I know. All right. I'll keep an eye out for you, and I'll warn you if
Thank
I see
Thank you.
It.
Sorry, you're V-ing.
And this goes for the brands you buy, whether that's toilet paper or the breakfast foods you eat. So I guess it just comes down to this story being we're creatures
of
habit, and it
Yesterday,
is.
Yesterday, I didn't have any more Raisin Bran. I'm like, John, you got to put Raisin Bran on the list. He goes, there is Raisin Bran in there. I'm like, there is? I walk in. It's like some off-brand. I'm like, this isn't Raisin Bran. I want Kellogg's Raisin Bran. That's the only one I want. I don't want this off-brand Raisin Bran. Forget it.
He got you the healthy Raisin Bran and you
no,
don't
he
want
got
that
me
one.
The he got me just some, you know, no-name Raisin Bran. Like,
off.
No name. Just says, you know, Raisin Bran in black letters on a white bat. I'm like, what is this? This is ridiculous. Remember that when there was all those generic products? Corn, you know, just corn on a can.
Yeah, it was. Well, we had a white label with a blue stripe, and then it would list the, but I think, I want to say that was Ralph's supermarket or one of the local supermarkets that I grew up with. It was their brand. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I thought that was the deal.
Crackers.
Right.
Raisin Bran.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that. Fast facts. Give it to me.
Pez was originally marketed as a sophisticated, healthy candy for adults when it came out in America in 1953. But within 2 years, they realized this is for kids. And they built the toy dispenser, and the rest is history. Still in circulation today, those Pez things.
Yeah, there's some people who are like serious collectors. There's thousands of different ones.
I believe, and maybe it's closed since, but I thought they had a Pez museum in Burlingame.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still around. I haven't heard anything about it in years.
Sylvester Stallone makes the news again. Well, makes your, you know, fast facts. But he was in the news earlier, so look at him go. During the filming of Rocky, Sylvester Stallone broke his ribs and Carl Weathers got a broken nose, which is the opposite of what happened in the movie where Rocky has a broken nose and Apollo Creed has broken ribs. Getting hurt for their craft.
Yeah. I wonder if they could have, you know, just switched up what they each got. And just use the real injuries.
Before penicillin, the best available cure for syphilis was intentionally giving someone malaria. It would cause such a high fever that it would kill off the bacteria causing syphilis. They say, of course, it could have potentially killed people, but that was the way to get cured back in the day.
Wow.
Jesus, I know.
Boy, thank goodness for modern day medicine. I mean, honestly.
Right. And thank God for Russia and their vaccine. I mean, we're all going to be...
Don't worry, we're going to save you all.
Free to leave.
Everything was going to be fine. Just here, just soon let enough. Me give you this shot. Just hold still. There'll be no more. You may feel a little prick.
The hottest people in the United States come from New Jersey, apparently.
What?
You heard me.
Who said that? The people of Jersey like did a poll and said, oh, we're the hottest? Yeah. I've met people from Jersey. Not the hottest.
Well, what's your name? The boy from Jersey's the cute guy on Big Brother right now,
He's good looking. California is where the best looking people are. California, maybe like New York City. I don't know, man. I don't buy, like, no. You and I both met our share of Jersey boys and Jersey guys and girls.
Guys. I agree with you. It's California, but California came in third. It's Jersey, Hawaii, California, Massachusetts, New York, Colorado, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Alaska, and Arizona. That's where hottest people
Maine
are from.
Maine is number 50.
Maine didn't make the lowest list. It's Mississippi, Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, and South Carolina. The hardcore South, everybody, wins the butt ugliest award. In America.
Maine's like, phew, everyone forgot about us.
By the way, if you are just joining the show, my mom brought my baby book, and I am loaded down with childhood awards. I don't mean to brag, but I got piles and piles of first place ribbons from my elementary school. It's amazing. Just thought I'd let you know that, you know, I'm an award-winning journalist here. Thank you.
Class clown, I don't think really figures into the whole journalism thing.
Is that crazy that they gave me all those awards and they label it most humorous, but we all know what they're saying. It's class bleep up. Unbelievable.
Well, they had to figure out something to give you. You couldn't be the only kid who didn't get something, Vin.
I'm serious. I know that you're listening to the show and you probably weren't watching earlier, but I showed the award. They wrote most humorous on the thing. They're actually calling me a class clown and handing me an award. And I went up and took the thing. I remember
what a surprise.
The assemblies.
This is so crazy that you would be the class clown. Huh. I never would have thought it. I thought of you as being just sort of a quiet kid.
Sure, sure. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm running out of time. Here's a couple of these. My cousin's husband works at the Pez factory in Connecticut. I had fresh Pez. They're delicious.
Oh, my. Fresh. Oh, is there a difference between a fresh Pez and... Is it like a softer, chewier version of the...
Bad news. 650 says the Pez Museum has closed.
Oh.
Oh.
Was it closed for the pandemic or is it just closed? I don't mean to laugh about it. Oh, Pez, thank you for your years of service to the Children's Dental Association of America. Thank you for causing millions of fillings and rotting mouths. Thank you, Pez.
Livermore Farm Girl here. All you need to protect against predators is a large dog. My 130-pound Dogo Argentino just spends all day lifting his leg, marking the yard, and that keeps even the mountain lions away.
Yeah, I don't really want to have a giant dog, though. That's, you know, I feel like dogs dig, but what do I know? I guess I'm not a dog person.
Some do and some don't. You have to look up, you know, what their traits are.
Yeah. Look at the boy. That's a beautiful dog. Looks like an American Bulldog. Or whatever those things are called.
Oh, my God. That is a really big boy.
It's a beautiful dog. Beautiful.
Very muscular.
Like, yeah. Very. Yes. He's in good shape. He's like a weightlifting champion.
He must go to the gym. That's totally what I thought. I'm like, wow, that guy.
The dog's on the treadmill like 3 hours a day, obviously. You know?
Dude's in the weight room.
Even his neck. Look, this guy has like a horse neck. He's got a solid long-ass neck. Like, you know, that is a lot of like... picking up prey, tossing it into the air, catching it, shaking it back and forth. Like he's got you're never winning a tug of war with that freaking dog right there. That dog is going to drag you into the water. You better let go. That's a good dog.
Oh, Vin, says 707, the Russian vaccine is a disaster. I'm in the vaccines business and the lack of studies for this vaccine frightens me. Don't worry. He gave it to his own daughter.
Yeah,
what could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong here? Don't worry. Why do you people worry so much? We've made it through two trials.
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin. I'm going to save the world, and then you will all be my subjects.
Russian, can you please tease us with what's coming up in the trash?
The music news. Next.
That's Russian, is it?
I don't know.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.